Hello everybody and welcome to today's second Sunday in Advent. Today we are reminded of a new heaven and a new earth. My name is Father Tom Casey, SMA, of the SMA Media Center in Dola, in Zambia, welcoming you to this program. Today's readings are all about hope and great events about to happen. And there is excitement and great joy. Now we look at our situation this day in 2020. We are in the grips of a great terror called the coronavirus. So how can we be hopeful? The situation is that we are not able to greet each other as we used to. We are very restricted in our movements. We have isolation, especially of the elderly. There is sure to be anxiety and fear everywhere around us. But in the second reading, which I like to harp on today more, the reading has something to say to us, which I feel does speak very clearly to us. That means that in the overall scheme of things or picture of things, God is in charge and sees everything. And this is a minute drop in the age of the world so far and the age of the world to come. We will look back on this as a very interesting time. Sufferings we have, yes, but we are on the verge of something great, I feel. What have we learned so far? Well, we value community and our neighbours and our families. We miss them, therefore we appreciate them more. This is a great realisation. We see the importance of them in our world, and we have at last come to realise how important it is to be at one with one another. This is a great message. Maybe we see now the more important things in life, like being ready, because we don't know the day or the hour that the Lord calls us. We all will die, and alone. And we may be not surprised now by that fact when it happens to us, as it sure will. So the important things are brought into sharp focus. And that's of great value if you think about it. We are slowly getting used to the transience of life. Life is passing, and we have no illusions now about living forever. We know we won't live forever. Therefore, our opportunity to face these realities of life is here, more so than ever in recent past. Now that we know this, we are definitely being sought after by God. This is another reality. We are on the threshold of a close encounter with God, I believe, provided we invite Him in. In fact, we have little to do, only turn towards God. We have all the necessary graces. In other words, we have the wherewithal to be saved from a world which is only going to end sometime. Maybe not dramatically in our time, like described in the second reading, which is written by St. Peter. And I quote, "Then the heavens will pass away with a mighty roar, and the elements will be dissolved by fire, and the earth and everything done on it will be found out." End of quote. That is where we are going to. Now we have hope in that we await a new heaven and a new earth. This is happening as I compose this and as you are listening. A new earth is in the making, and it's happening anyway, whether we want it or not. Mm-hmm. Some people like to describe it as a new consciousness among people. Look at the beautiful literature on self-help spirituality, like mindfulness and living in the present moment, as it were. Being conscious of the present moment, which we know is all we have. But the reality is the present moment. The future is not known to us and can only be feared. But if we have hope, as it's been purported today in our readings, then we are not afraid. By the consoling words that comes from the New Testament, we know this, that we should not be afraid, because the Lord is with us. Behold, we await a new heavens and a new earth. It is happening. Let's be part of it. How? How can we do so? Conducting ourselves in holiness and devotion. Today's 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 8 to 14. Be pure in thoughts and words. Be pure in actions as well. Be holy as the Lord is holy. We do so by allowing the Lord to be our everything in our lives. As I said, it's not that difficult, you know. It's a trusting in the Lord. That inner voice, in other words, is telling us and guiding us. Being present is actually prayer. Being aware of the present moment is prayer in a most wonderful way. Nothing can touch you in the present moment. Because think about it. There is nobody coming at you with a knife. You are in the present at the moment, but maybe our thoughts are just consumed by the past and the fear of the future, I always say. Consumed and upset and disorientated, while as at the same time, all the time, the present is quite safe, usually. And even if we are in great danger, we are very conscious then, and we don't think of the past and the future. We click into survival, which is the present, which is a holy place to be. Our role is very small, therefore. It's our fears and our guilt from the past that annihilates us and destroys us, poor creatures on this earth. God doesn't want that. Of course we are weak and sinful, but in realizing that, and that's what we should do, is realize it, and that's what all the saints did, and saying, I don't want to be that way anymore. Then we are in a new earth, a new situation. We cannot change, but it is God who does it for us. This is the new earth. It is interesting that the reading from St. Peter today equates this great time as happening right here on earth, a new heaven and a new earth. Oh, what a wonderful world we live in, and how necessary it is for us to believe and welcome Christ the Savior, who is the author of all of this, a new heaven and a new earth. This is Father Tom Casey of the SMA Media Center in Dola, in Zambia, signing off now and wishing you a beautiful Sunday of the second week of Advent, and wishing you all of God's blessings.